A new music venue takes over the zoo, Australia's 3G network to be shut down, and Ukraine strikes Russian oil terminal. Good morning, this is Jeannie and Sina with your 11 AM headlines. In local news, East Brisbane State School is likely to be demolished regardless of the election outcome, as plans to rebuild the Garba move forward. Premier Stephen Miles has questioned opposition leader David Crisafulli's plan for addressing the challenges linked with the Garba's reconstruction in the lead-up to the Olympics and Paralympics. The Premier retracted his support over the NLP's proposal to rebuild the Garba in response to the outcry over evicting East Brisbane State School.
Crowbar Brisbane has announced that they will be taking over the live music institution, the zoo. Crowbar Brisbane, owned by Tyler Dombrowski and Trad Nathan, closed down in 2020 due to issues caused by the pandemic, but they are now returning to bring alternative, heavy and punk music to the valley. Trad Nathan said in a statement, quote, "As a former punter, band member, booker and promoter, playing the zoo was a great achievement for aspiring bands. We're excited to be able to keep music within its walls."
In national news, Australia is 3 weeks away from shutting off all 3G networks, which will impact millions of devices across the nation. The shutdown began last year when Vodafone was the first to switch off their 3G network. Following suit, Telstra and Optus are set to shut off by October 28th. Telstra CEO and Managing Director Vicky Brady said, quote, "We have to make sure everyone is ready to make this transition together. And we know some of our customers are still working through the steps they need to take to upgrade their devices."
A new law will be introduced to the Federal Parliament this week, ensuring that the National Broadband Network, NBN, will be kept in public ownership. The law is expected to spark a debate on the future of NBN, pressing the coalition to declare its stance on potentially privatising the network. Albanese promised to keep the network in public hands during the last election, yet no policy has been put into law until now. NBN carries $42.5 billion in liabilities, $26.9 billion of which is construction-related debt.
In international news, Ukraine's military has reportedly attacked a major oil terminal in Russian-occupied Crimea as part of its efforts to target Russian energy operations. In a social media update on Monday, the Ukrainian military announced its successful overnight strike on the Feodosia terminal, the largest oil processing site on the peninsula. Both Kyiv and Moscow are struggling to sustain the costly war, which began in with Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and shows no signs of ending.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back at tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4